Welcome to the IYBA's podcast channel, powered by Robert Allen Law, The Yacht Lawyers. Each week, we release discussions from our past conferences, summits, and educational events specifically related to the yacht brokerage community. With more than 1,800 members and growing, the International Yacht Brokers Association, IYBA, is the world's largest and most influential association for the yacht brokerage and charter industry. IYBA is dedicated to professionalism and ethics in all aspects of yacht transactions. This week, our segment comes from Yacht Sales and the Law 2021.
All right, you can make me hot again, guys. Thank you. I don't want to have any Donald Trump moments here with hot mics. So thanks for sticking with us. I hope you guys enjoyed the last segment, all of the segments that we've had so far. I hope you enjoyed that segment as much as we enjoyed putting it together. It really was fun. Lee Savage, I can't thank enough. David Moss with his amazing script writing. Rob Moss, Nancy Poppy, and Mike Karcher and I are the ones that put all these seminars together. We start about 6 months in advance. We read your pink sheets. So I'm going to jump ahead of Bob in line here. They are hot pink. You can't miss them. They're in your folders. Please, we build our seminars based upon your input, the content that you want to hear. So fill out your pink sheets, good news, bad news, whatever news you choose to put on there. Bob, I always know which one Bob filled out because it talks about how amazingly attractive the MC is, how eloquent he was. More of him, pay him more. But please fill out your pink sheets. They're very important to us. And again, thank you to Nancy Poppy, Rob Moss, Mike Karcher, and David Moss for doing a great job in helping us build this out. And David has proven to be quite the script writer. So this next segment, we're going to talk about a new product. One of the things that I've really enjoyed since I took over at IYBA has been the ability to bring better products and more products to the industry that we really need. So one of the things that we have been asked for on several occasions, you know, an interesting thing about the yacht brokerage community is that people will come to me and go, you guys need to do this. I don't have a magic wand. I can't just do this in a lot of cases. But we do have the ability to have a positive impact and affect positive change. So one of the things that we did is we helped the industry start to gain control of their destiny by controlling their data. So yachtbroker.org is a product that is owned by you, the membership. And the purpose of yachtbroker.org is to have a central repository in which we can input all of our listing data. You can choose where that listing data is sent. You can feed public-facing advertising websites. You can feed your own website. There are some specific rules that you must follow in order to be able to receive the feed. But the long and the short of it is, it's your data. You put it in a secure, centralized database, and it is sent where you want it to go. The IYAC was another initiative that we felt was very important to affect positive change for the industry. So if you're going to have a dispute, let's have experts do it. Let's try to streamline the process. Let's try to come to an outcome that's going to be a reasonable outcome based upon the knowledge of the experts in our industry. Our forms is another piece of the puzzle. Our educational component is another piece of the puzzle. And what we've been asked for on several different occasions is a way to do something with the documents that will streamline the process and help people facilitate their deals. So the board of directors approved the funding. It was not an insubstantial amount. This year has been a bit of a trying year for us because there's this little happening down in Miami on President's Day weekend that you may be familiar with. It was called the Miami Yacht Show that didn't take place this past year. And the revenue from that show is a very, very important component of our budget. So fortunately, Your board have been very good stewards of their income over the past 34 years. And we had a treasury in place. So we were able to withstand the storm of no Miami Yacht Show in 2021. At the same time, the board felt like it was important to bring forward another initiative that's a fairly expensive proposition, and that is to provide us with a platform for processing our deals from beginning to end. So we have an end-to-end document processing solution that is in beta testing right now. I'm gonna ask to cue the video real quick so you guys can have a quick overview, and then I'll give you some explanation and open the floor. I'm sure there's plenty of time for questions.
Welcome to a sneak peek of Boat Docs, the next generation of yacht sales management. Log in and see the dashboard, which gives you a snapshot of all your deals and listings, or your whole company or team, depending on your access level. The headings are clickable, so you can drill down right from this screen. Jump easily into the left side menu, where all screens and menus will adjust depending on the level of access. Going up to deals, you can sort, and each vessel has a card showing key information, including the status and what's up next, so you can monitor all your clients from one place. The setup's the same for listings with appropriate fields and information. Click the Add button, and the left menu walks you through the entire process, so nothing is left out, including toys and tenders and co-broker information. When you click to send for signature, the list of missing required fields will show up, and you can go back, complete the information, or send it later. When we come back into a deal to complete it, you can edit, go back through, complete any missing fields, and you can also preview the document so you can see what it's going to look like before sending it. We'll go back into that deal to view it. And here we have the documents that can be electronically signed, plus the status and actions available. We also have uploads. You'll automatically receive a default list to remind you of information needed for a particular deal. Plus, this list can be customized and added to. You'll also receive a default list of tasks, which can be customized, and again, it's a reminder of the different items that need to be completed before final closing. So no more last-minute calls from the closing department. On the left-hand side, there's key information about the deal, along with the ability to get more info. When done, just click, go back to the dashboard and main menu, and you're ready for your next listing or deal.
So that's a brief sense of what is Boat Docs all about. So where do Boat Docs begin? From a blank piece of paper or a blank screen without a single pixel assigned anywhere. And we started from there. Now we know that there is a solution that's provided by private enterprise right now that gives you the ability to process your documents if you choose to use that. It's a system, as I said, that's owned by private enterprise. It's a subscription-based system. And if you're a member of IYBA, we have a great working relationship with them. That's Yacht Closer. And Yacht Closer, whenever we revise any of our agreements, we feed them over to Yacht Closer as quickly as possible. Yacht Closer, as I mentioned a little while ago, it takes a little bit of time to upload a revision of a document because it's not something so simple as uploading a fillable PDF and inputting it into the system. Because as you know from the system that you've used, every single piece of information that you input on a contract has to be mapped to that correct place so that when you hit the print button, all that information comes out properly and doesn't overwrite somewhere else, lay in the wrong place. You don't want the length to land in the year field or vice versa. So it takes a lot of work to do that. This system we have built from ground zero. We've had the honor and the pleasure of input from some very experienced well, not so seasoned because they're not very old, but very experienced and very professional members of the association. People that are intimately familiar with the process, beginning with the listing of a boat and going all the way to the end where we issue closing statements, tax statements, and bills of sale and the like. So what have we done with Boat Docs? Boat Docs is an IYBA product. Is it available for release to the membership as yet? No. At this moment, our goal when we first started working on this was to have it available for release on October 1st. Well, the path to hell is laid with great intentions or something to that effect. We have a product that is working from end to end as of October 1st. We identified a couple of things along the way, one of which was the e-sign component. Without getting too far into the weeds as to what the e-sign component requires, there are two ways that you can do many things when it comes to software development. You can build it yourself with coding and programming, or you can use a third-party plugin. Well, our decision was that we felt a third-party plugin would be an elegant solution and a cost-effective solution to building out this product. We work with the money in the treasury. We have a limited amount of money to do this. We don't have some private equity behind us that's pouring money in. We don't have some guy over in the corner. We don't go out to the brokerage community every day and say, hey, we need another 10 grand, you know, help us out with this, help us out with that. We had a treasury to work with. So we identified a third-party plugin after interviewing six different ones. We agreed on using one in particular. That was last March. We started into our development process, and in August when we contacted them again and said, okay, we've been in contact with you, and here we are ready to go into what we call a sandbox environment, which is when you actually start building and testing the product within their, in connection with the third-party plugin. We were informed that they had been sold to a major group, and the price structure increased tenfold. I was less than pleased in that Zoom call. Fortunately, I was a broker for a little while, so I got them down to four times. But what it did is it helped us understand that that wasn't going to be a viable solution for the long-term health of the project. So the board authorized that we develop our own e-sign tool. The product that you have been accustomed to using, if your company subscribes to the private enterprise solution that exists right now, if you've been accustomed to that, that product has its own e-sign tool. And the reason it does is because they were smart when they developed it. They controlled their destiny by controlling how their product was built. We've learned that same lesson, and that's what we're doing. So right now, in the month of October, we have six companies that we are working with that are beta testing and stress testing our product. What the product is gonna do is, as I said, give you the ability to transact your deals from the listing all the way through to the closing. At any given time, one of the dashboards that you saw there was a dashboard that showed values of deals. Hopefully none of you would be satisfied with a dashboard that said $20,000 on it. Those were just numbers for template purposes. But what it will do is it will give the person with the highest level of administrative access, so anywhere in through your company. If you're a broker, then you're gonna have broker access. Password protected, it's gonna give you obviously the ability to go in, create listing agreements, create purchase and sale agreements, structure through your deal, upload necessary things. Let's just use a structure where we have four brokers. We have 16 brokers in an office. We have four administrative assistants. Each one of those administrative assistants has four brokers. Above that administrative assistant, there is an office manager, and there are six offices, and above that is the corporate structure that oversees everything. So as a broker, as a salesperson, you would have access as a subscriber to the system, you would have access to your deals. So you could create a listing, you can create a purchase and sale agreement, you can create any of the supporting documentation that's uploaded into the file. All IYBA agreements and forms are uploaded into the system. We also have templated purchase closing statements, seller's closing statements, acceptance of vessel, addendums. We have all the necessary forms that you need to do a deal. That's all IYBA related at the moment. As a salesperson, you're going to have entry-level access. Let's say there are four salespeople under an administrative assistant, a listing secretary, or as we used to call them years ago. So that person will have a next level access that would allow that person to go into any of the four salespeople's deals. Above that would be an office administrator. That office administrator would have the ability to go into any of the four assistants and any of the 16 brokers. Above that would have a global access, and that would allow the lead administrator or the CEO of the company or the CFO of the company to have access all the way down. So your level of permission gives you the ability to have a different view from a different altitude. Well, what does that do? As a broker, you wake up on Monday morning and you think, oh God, my mortgage payment is due this week. Kid wants to go to college, wife wants a new car. I gotta figure out how I'm gonna make some money here. Let me see where I'm at right now. You sign in, you look at your dashboard, and you know what listings you have, the values of those listings. You know what deals you have, what's on your 7-day, 14-day, and 30-day timeline. And let's say you have a protracted deal in process. Let's say you have a new build in there that you've chosen to upload, and it's gonna be 120 days before that boat's finished out. So you can have a dashboard view of what does my business look like right now. I'm Jeff Cox, I'm a broker, this is what my business looks like right now. And let's say the next level up is the administrator. That person can see what all of their broker's business looks like right now. From a company owner's perspective, you can forecast, what's my business doing right now? How many listing agreements do I have out there that are unsigned? How many of them do I have that are signed? So how many listings does my company have right now? How many deals do I have in process? Where along in the process is each and every one of those deals? I can hover on any one of those deals and click on them, just like you're accustomed to with every other software program that you use, and I can drill down for more detail. This is a product that's owned by the IYBA. The purpose of it is to provide a service to the membership. What else does it do in there? So I keep looking that way as if it were still up there and I could refer to it. Anyway, photographic memory with no film. So in your uploading segments, for example, we saw vessel data, owner data, things of that nature. We want to create a purchase, let's say we want to create a listing agreement. So you meet John Q. Public from 123 Main Street, Anytown, USA, and he wants to sell his, 50 meter Benetti or his 50 foot Sea Ray or whatever it is he wants to sell. You go into the vessel, you key in the hull number of the vessel. That hull number, if it's already in our system, let's say you've sold that boat before, that hull number is going to, how cool is that? All right. So you put in that hull number. If there's information in the system, it's going to pre-populate the different fields that pertain to that boat. We are working with Boat History Report to tie the two systems together through an API. And what that would do is if the boat exists in Boat History Report, their database exists with something on the order of 22 million vessels. And their data is pretty well curated. So it would automatically populate the length, the year, the model, predetermined data like that. So it helps you in filling it out. As you go through the different fields, it asks you the questions as to, what's the boat, who's the buyer, in this case, we're doing a listing agreement. So who's the seller, where's the boat, what's the price? It also cues you, are there exclusions? Is there an addendum? Toys and tenders. And it also prompts you for things like uploading the documentation. All the things that we know through experience, you need to be able to facilitate your deal. Why do we do that at the time of the listing? Because if you ask an administrative assistant that's done a lot of deals, they're going to tell you, get them now, don't get them later. When you list the boat, you're on there, take a damn picture of the document and upload it for me so we've got it in the system. When we go to do a PSA, I've already got that. I don't have to chase you for it. Instead of waiting till survey day at 4:30 in the afternoon and making you go back to the boat and grab the document, bring it to the office so we can scan it and put it up into the system. So we've preloaded a lot of those functions into the system so that it facilitates your deal. It's mobile optimized. You can do it from anywhere. You can do it on your Mac. You can do it on your Windows-based product, your PC. You can do it on your phone. You can do it on your iPad. You can do it anywhere that you have internet access. So you've got complete access everywhere. You can do it at a boat show when you're walking down the dock. So as I've mentioned a couple times, this is an IYBA product. Well, we have some good friends, another association here in the United States called the Yacht Brokers Association of America. They were generous enough to invite Garrett, our IT guy. Garrett has nothing to do with this particular product or project. Garrett built yachtbroker.org. But they invited us up to explain to the members of the Yacht Brokers Association of America, what is this central database all about? And one of the biggest questions that I was asked, one of the questions I was asked more often by the members at that conference was, is there a possibility of having a product like this? Well, in fact, here it comes. The product is on the way. So going back to something I said earlier, it takes a yeoman's effort to upload all this stuff because every pixel on a page has to be mapped precisely in order to produce a finished product that's elegant. We're doing the beta testing right now with the IYBA agreements, and we are working with the YABA agreements to upload those in there. So if you're a member of both associations, then in one particular deal you choose to use one agreement.